The Supreme Court yesterday convicted two NPP stalwarts, the General Secretary of the party, Kwejo Usuefiye, and Hobson Adoye, for contempt. The admonition by the President of the Supreme Court panel, Justice William Atiguba, for decorum, discipline, law and order to be maintained in the country, has refreshed the country's body politic.
A lawyer of his standing. My colleagues on the bench, you said he has met. They say he's a good lawyer. I have no reason to doubt it. If that is so, why should a lawyer of all people, you have made your mark to be what you are through the courts, the legal system, you turn around on whatever, what can enter a lawyer of so many years standing to run down the judiciary, even the apex court? This is the seriousness of the matter, that some people have gone homes too much in this country, and we want to match the power of the state against those people so that they will see how strong they are and how weak the state can be.
Madam, we have said that the power is yours. There's no doubt at all about that.
Did you see how he stood before us?
I was looking at my notes. My head was down.
What again entered his head at that time? Well, he came forward here to answer to this charge. Very last casual.
What does he mean?
I don't want to say too many things. What I'm stressing is that the authority of this country must be upheld for peace. The ordinary people, the year 20,000, you know, ordinary people sold their small properties and left this country, fled. Look at that. Because of what? Because of what? They are not entitled to sleep peacefully because of people of this kind. 2008, look at the tension. Because of what? People involved in politics, how many are they? How many people run for elections in this country? Say that when these things are coming, everybody is panicking, running away, or, you know, worrying, having sleepless nights. These things go on, and we just feel that, oh, it's okay. The state should become anemic before somebody like this. Look at that. Well, let's give him full chance to explain the source of his power over the state of Ghana. He's here. Let him demonstrate the source of his power, because he is very powerful, can run down the Supreme Court and feel nothing wrong about it. State of Ghana must bow to him. It's my trouble, my worry. 24 million people should be taken for granted for a right by a few self-blocked individuals going on worsening, and everybody should keep quiet.
My lord. You see, when you go high, before it comes to right, it is problematic. That's why I always try to come in again.
No, I'm still at the same level. I'm only making my point. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Nothing.
We are pleading.
I want to make certain points very clearly. That's all.
My lord.
No, let me finish. Oh. We try to take this, don't mind things, and things are worsening. That is the trouble. Don't mind, you see, the man has said, it's not, and the man, there's no sincerity in a lot of the politicking in this country. I'll call it some practice illegal political gallantry. It's unconstitutional. It shortens the peace of this country, and people must stand up to such characters.
Radio Ghana finds out from some lawyers and political leaders their impressions about the judgment. A legal practitioner, Kakari Samwa, said the judgment provides several lessons for Ghanaians, particularly politicians and social commentators. He said Mr. Usuefiye can lose his legal license if a report is made to the Ghana Legal Council, or if the council decides to take the matter up.
Yes, he can lose his license as a lawyer, but only if it is reached at the disciplinary level before the general legal counsel. Unless somebody applies or the counsel itself decides on its own to deal with the matter, he still is a lawyer.
Now, how would you look at the pronouncements of the chairman of the Supreme Court yesterday? Do we have any lessons to learn from that?
Plenty. We have several lessons to learn from what he said. But for me, the most important is that, you see, we form political parties with only one single agenda. Strictly speaking, the word should even be agenda. One single purpose: to improve the lives of our people within the law. And political parties are organizations that have rules and regulations. It has leadership. Now, one judge said that not a single person in the leadership of the NPP. And then what Sir John said. I find very bad as somebody who is in politics. So we have abandoned morality because of power. We have abandoned propriety because of power. The NPP should look at itself again. I am not for one moment saying that the NDC is guiltless. But for now, it is their general secretary who is on the plate. They should look at it very carefully. It is not only power that should be important to you. You should look at the teaching function your activities have on the people of this country. Is it right and proper for the leadership to sit and look on as people make disparaging remarks about others, including the threat of death against Supreme Court judges? These are lessons that all of us must learn from. I hope going forward, all of us will duly learn these lessons.
A legal practitioner, Kakara Isamoah, the leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, said he is very proud of the Supreme Court judges for their judgment and ability to uphold the rule of law. He asked Ghanaians to learn from the judges.
I'm so proud of our judges. See, Ghanaians, we are interested in mediocrity. That's what's projected on the TV, on the radio, lying to the people. You got young guys, you know, 20 years old, 25, and they're putting the radio and the TV in their hand, and they use it as a toy. They don't know it's a weapon, so they've damaged the nation. See, there's law. Every nation to be civilized, right? The judge is supreme, and I am so proud of the judges. Especially the two judges, Datsi and Atuba, they hit the nail right on the head. The politicians here, where they call themselves politicians, but these are clowns by Americans, and we call them clowns, right? They don't help any village. Nobody knows about the problems in the villages, the reality of Ghana. Nobody knows it. The radio stations, they don't talk about the plight of the people because they get paid. You got journalists who want to collect money so that they can put people on the radio. So the judges, I was so proud. I mean, I was really satisfied that there's a rule of law, okay? And the MPP got to know that they're not above the law. Only God is above the law. And God, he does not live here. He owns everything. Now, when you say somebody's too big to be scrutinized by law, by judges, you know, a person like that should be arrested. We have to establish law. The headlines today should have been for the judges. You know, the judges won the day. But see, in the MPP, they went to school to learn how not to be intelligent. You understand? You don't own Ghana. No politician owns Ghana, okay? These are wretched people, no money, no jobs, no water, and you're not interested in those things. The children die, nobody cares. All you're interested in, they should go and die for you. Die for what? While you can run away and go to America or England. Our judges are very moral and very ethical. But do we understand these things here at all? Huh? It's very sad that it's the judges that have to bring order. You know, people are just corrupt, and they should be arrested in jail 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But I thought, this is just an opinion, that the judges should have made the guys do public service for a week or something like that, you know. But we don't have that here. You know, like, send them to clean up Labadi or something. Ghanaians should learn something from the judges. Our judges are the pillar of our existence. They represent our aspirations, moral, ethical. You understand? They are above us. Because they have superior intellect. You understand what I'm saying? That's why they call them judges. That's why. They're small gods. That's why when you're in front of them, you say, "My Lord."
You heard leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, expressing pride in the Supreme Court judges for their handling of the two NPP stalwarts.
For his part, the 2012 presidential candidate of the PNC, Hassan Ayariga, says the Supreme Court has set the tone for peace after the 29th Judgment Day. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the conviction of the two NPP officials charged for contempt, Mr. Ayariga said although Sir John and Hobson Adoya escaped jail sentence, they have learnt their lessons and all politicians must be careful about what they say.
I believe that right from time immemorial, Ghanaians, politicians have descended so low to political insults and misuse of power, and sometimes I would say abuse of human rights and freedom of speech. Yesterday, Justice Atoga made my day, even though Sir John escaped the jail sentence, but he paid a fine. I think that this country is not for politicians, and this country is also not for political parties alone. It belongs to all of us as Ghanaians, and we ought, as leaders vying to become management team of this country, we ought to carefully choose our words and see how best we can set precedent for the future generation to take over. Sir John is a young man, as we have all been campaigning for youth to take over leadership. And I was very, very disappointed when I heard the tape. And I think that what Justice Atoga said yesterday was not only for Sir John alone. He was talking to the entire world, the entire nation, that we as Ghanaians should learn to do the right thing and to make sure that peace, stability and freedom is maintained in this country as we await the verdict of the Supreme Court. Some Ghanaians have taken the law into their hands, inspiring people. Some inspire people, others do not. And I think that as leaders who want to rule this country, we ought to be very careful. This country is the only country that we have, irrespective of which political party one belongs to. If there's peace, we're all enjoying it. If there's war, we are all going to suffer it. And when there's peace, it doesn't come to one particular party and doesn't go to the other political party. We all enjoy it as a nation. And when there's havoc in this system, it goes along the same line. So as politicians who we believe that we are lawmakers of this country, and we are the same people who break the same laws that we make, what examples are we setting for the whole nation? So if the three organs of government, if one is not working properly, the two should be able to, in one way or the other, direct them. And I'm happy that at this time, the judiciary are doing the right thing. They should have done it long time ago. And they should continue to do it even after the petition. People should be called to book when they say things that matter and that will destroy this nation, whether it's a political year or not. We ought to be very careful. I have always preached the politics of peace, love, tolerance, unity. And that is why I believe that Ghana needs to be where it is. And whether you are NPP or NDC or CPP, you need to contribute to the building of this nation, but not to destroying this country.
Hassan Ayaraga is the 2012 presidential candidate of the PNC.
And our Radio Ghana sought views from the public on the decision of the Supreme Court to fine the NPP officials.
Personally, I think it was okay. Looking at the atmosphere and the timing, it was okay for him and the other politician. It's a lesson to the other politician to also look at the words that they use on radio and also on television. But in a diplomatic atmosphere, I was thinking that maybe he'll be sentenced, looking at the gravity of what he said, personally attacking the presiding judge. But it looks like upon other consultation with the judges and the timing, I think the timing was a major factor for his pardon of not going to jail.
Well, I think it was then, because I don't think we'll be able to cope with another person going to prison and the stories that we'll hear. But it's a lesson that they even insisted that he has to go back and retract the statement on that same platform. I believe we should take a lesson, as in not only as those in the media, but as in those who find themselves in some high positions, not only in the political parties, but everywhere you find yourself, where you happen to be expressing yourself somewhere, you need to watch whatever you are saying.
We thought the very truth very harsh as one. But with what the judge said, and with the peace everyone is preaching for, that's what we... So when he came up with this verdict, we are not surprised, because a lot of people have intervened. That is the general secretary of a political party, like a role model to some people. So you have to live by example. So 32 years in the bar is also another. So with this verdict, we hope that actually serve as a lesson to others who just wake up and talk the way they like.
Well, it just brings to the fore, particularly to us politicians, that we should be careful the type of things we say. And because what we say is what gives energy to our supporters. They may even go beyond what we say. So what I also appreciate very much is that people take the power of the courts for granted. But as a lawyer, I know that a high court judge, what he can do with you, the president cannot. You see, the Supreme Court is the ultimate. So we should respect our institutions, as the presiding judge was saying yesterday. And I think that yesterday was good for all of us.
Those were views from a section of the public on the Supreme Court ruling yesterday. The National Peace Council is urging political parties to be civil and circumspect in the way they talk. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the judgment meted out to the General Secretary of the NPP, Kwejoswe Frie, its chairman, Professor Emmanuel Asante, said it is wrong for anybody to disparage judges.
We need to be very, 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 very civil in our political discourse in this country. The language we use, one must sit back and ask oneself whether if that same language that I use of my political opponent or perceived political opponent, if somebody should use that same language on me, whether I'll be happy with it. We need to be very, 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 very civil and circumspect in the way we talk, in the way we speak, in our political discourse. After all, we are not enemies. We may have different political persuasions, but that doesn't make one whose political persuasion is different from mine an enemy, to the extent that I could even conjure words and say all sorts of things to denigrate the integrity of that person, let alone our courts. You see, we need to respect our institutions, the institutions we have put in place in this country to facilitate our democracy. The judiciary is part of the government. It is a very important wing of government. And if we have to, you know, bastardize our judges, say nasty things about them, then we do not respect the democracy we ourselves claim to be practiced. So my advice to all politicians and to every Ghanaian for that matter is for us to be very, 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 very civil. Let us agree to disagree, but be kind in the things that you say. If you have to make your point without insulting anybody. We can argue, we can disagree, but argument and disagreement shouldn't make us enemies.
That was the National Chairman of the National Peace Council, Professor Emmanuel Asante.
A senior lecturer at the Ghana School of Law, Max Olopoku Ajiman, believes the Supreme Court exercised its powers appropriately by the fine it imposed on two members of the NPP, Kwejoswe Frie and Hobson Adoye. He said this should serve as a warning to the public, especially those who go on various platforms to speak. Mr. Opoku Ajiman advised that all analysis or comments on cases before the court must be devoid of emotions and insults.
In the powers of the court, and they have done that notwithstanding, they have a misgivings about the whole procedure, the whole issue of contempt as a way of putting the fear of the Lord in the people or the judiciary trying to assert its authority. You may have your own opinion about it, but whatever it is, the court has powers, and you all must give respect and reverence to the court, notwithstanding maybe our own misgivings about certain things and the procedure which adopted, and sometimes even the temperament and the manner in which sentences were imposed. But whatever it is within the powers of the court to do what they have done, and I think that we all may have to take cue from it. You may disagree with the court, but whatever it is, as lawyers we say most grateful and much obliged, because we have our opinion, but when the court speaks, we are bound by the court. But whatever it is, I do not also want to believe that they will use maybe our courts, the demeanors of people, but always remember that this is a court of law, and we always have to look at the law as it is, rather than be emotional, expressing our frustrations and using maybe our frustrations and emotions to determine cases before a court of law.
That was a senior lecturer, Ghana School of Law, Max Olopoku Ajiman.